Hello there, and welcome to this solo episode with me, Krista. I'm so excited to be here with you. I know every single podcaster, that's how they start, but this one feels just so ripe. I know it's right for me. I know what I'm going to be talking about today. I talk about quite a bit with our community, and I just feel like it's so relevant, especially as we kind of cruise on in to 2023. And that is all about intention. If you're like me, you hear the word intention and your eyes glaze over and you're just like completely bored. It's kind of how I feel when people are like, you should meditate. And I know that meditation has changed my life. But we're going to be talking about intention and just getting really practical and really thinking about our intention behind a lot of the things that we do in the personal growth and self-development space, which is a lot. I know if you're listening to this podcast, you probably are doing a lot of work, a lot of personal growth work, a lot of therapy, a lot of courses, a lot of programs. You're probably following all the right quote accounts and all the right inspirational things, all of it, all of it, all of it. But I really, really want to think about, especially in 2023, our intention behind doing all of these personal growth and self-development things, because our intention is truly everything. So something I've been thinking about a lot lately is when we're doing these things, and this is going to be the heater just right up front. This is the hot part of the conversation. Are you doing these things because you hate yourself or because you love yourself? Are you doing all of these things because you want to change who you are? You want to lose the weight. You want to be more successful. You want to have the relationship. You want to be less broken. You want to be less traumatized. You want to be all of these things. Or are you doing these things because there's this deep desire within you, knowing what's possible for yourself? Because you say, I love where I'm at. I love who I am, but I'd love more. And even when we say the word more, it can even be triggering a little bit where people are like, why is it always about more? Why is it always about more? And in both of these situations, when we're loving ourselves and when we're hating ourselves, there is like that capitalistic desire for more. When we're doing things because we love ourselves and we desire for more, it's more of the things that are truly aligned to us. And there's a deep satisfaction throughout. So it never gets to the point where it's like egregious, where there's too much, where we're just overindulging and we're just making ourselves sick from all this personal growth and self-development work. So I'll tell you a story. So I lately am really into praying over my food and blessing it. I will do this, you know, I'll say it out loud sometimes if I'm with friends and it feels right, or I'll really just do it in my head by myself. And you know, when I'm doing it with friends, I'm not like, hey, everybody, quiet down. I've got to pray over our meal. Listen up to my prayer and you're going to have to agree with everything that I'm saying. It's not that. It's when I'm with people that I love and you know, we're on the vibe of having intention around food, I can kind of lead in a little prayer. It's super casual. Don't get all freaked out. Don't have your Catholic upbringing sort of make you shut off the podcast. But it's really nice to set the intention and really get in the right vibrational frequency when we're eating our food, being more mindful, being more conscious when we're eating. And so I have been doing that with a lot of my meals, especially my breakfast, which feels super special, just to say something like, thank you so much for blessing me with this food that is serving me in living my highest experience and expression. This food is nourishing every cell in my body. This food helps me feel vibrant and alive. And I'm so grateful that this food is here today to nourish me in living a life that I love. Super simple. And so I'll be doing that around my food. And I've been trying to be in conversation with my body much more when I am eating. So I will be at dinner with people or eating by myself. And I'm like, okay, this food right now is nourishing my healthy, vibrant body. Take a bite. This food right now is nourishing my healthy, vibrant body. Or this food right now is being digested perfectly by my body. All the nutrients are ingested optimally. Things like that. And so one time I was out to dinner with a friend and we just really went hog wild, as I do. You know, it's a starter, it's a main, it's a dessert, it's a nice little mocktail. It's all of the things. We love a full blown meal. And in it, I had the wonderful thought that we sometimes have, which is I have eaten way too much. I am so scared right now because I'm going to put on all this weight. I'm going to lose everything. No one's going to love me. You know, the train that happens around the conversation around our body. It goes from I've overeaten to the end of the line, which is I'm going to be completely abandoned by the world or whatever it is. So I was just feeling so anxious because I had eaten so much and I was hopeful to not overeat and, you know, all of that, that whole conversation. And the body conversation is something I've talked about quite a bit on the podcast, My Body Journey. You can listen to my body acceptance episodes that talk a lot about that. But this is something that I've always had as a conversation in my head. It's like my dark passenger from a Dexter perspective that sort of lives in my brain a lot of times, even though my dark thoughts about my eating and body are better friends than ever, it still comes up. And so in that moment, I thought, you know, I was like, I'm going to excuse myself, go to the bathroom, have a moment with myself and just kind of like recalibrate and just kind of be kind to my anxiety, see what it has to say around overeating at this dinner. And so I get into the bathroom and I am just, you know, standing there and I'm like, okay, I am, you know, perfectly digesting all of this food. It is all serving my highest timeline and my highest vibration. This food is serving me and looking beautiful and vibrant and radiant. And oh my God, you know, all of this food was digested, you know, just all of the things. I was just going off in my mind. You know, my mind is in the loop thought of like, how can I counteract every calorie? So every time I say my food is being digested perfectly by my body means one bite less was taken. You know, that was like the way I was sort of moving, that I was like hoping that the more that I said it to myself, the less of an impact it would have on my diet goals or my daily calorie budget or whatever. And I just started to really, really go hard. And then, you know, as it happens, my beautiful higher self, my amazing higher self, the number one goat, came down and was like, you know what? You, first of all, are acting ridiculous. But second of all, you are so anxious in your body right now and you are so stressed that the energy of intention behind what you're saying is fear. It's actually not love. You are actually saying all of those things because you are so scared that you're going to lose it all if you put on weight. You are going to not be loved. You are going to be abandoned. Your life will be over. You're going to lose your, you know, all of the things that sort of come up. And that energy that you have behind this conversation is actually doing way more harm than good. It is actually bringing you further away from your goals, from your wishes, from your desires, from what you're truly wanting to feel and create. And so it's better to just be honest with yourself about where you're at and be truthful about how you're feeling than it is to have this like fake clarity of, I am digesting this delicious cake perfectly and it's going straight to my butt or wherever, whatever we want to say. And I was thinking a lot about that. And I was so grateful that I thought about that because when I think about my intention behind, you know, some of the mental conversation I've been having around my food, when I am getting ready in the morning or when I'm having my morning breakfast and I'm sitting down, it's absolutely quiet. I'm at peace with the food and I truly am blessing this food with beautiful intention and I'm feeling really good about eating it because I've been having this breakfast of oatmeal and protein powder for the past couple of weeks and it's felt really nice. The energy and frequency of the food is just doing exactly what my intention says because I have the elevated emotion of joy and peace and surrender with my breakfast. But when I'm at a dinner and I overate, you know, whatever that means, and I'm going into the bathroom or I'm sitting there and I'm just tweaking out about everything that I ate, the anxiety and feeling in my body is not matching what is going on in my head. So the electric and magnetic energy that is being conducted by my body in the morning, which is really beautiful and pleasant, is a coherent frequency between my body and my mind. It's a really beautiful thing. But when I'm in that situation where I'm lying to myself, where I'm sort of giving myself fake clarity, there is an incoherent frequency. So our intentions, you know, from a more mathematical perspective, operate as highly coherent frequencies capable of changing the molecular structure of matter. For the intention to be effective, it is really necessary for the actual truth of how you feel to match what you're saying or what you're intending. And this is a lot of Joe Dispenza's work where, you know, you've heard 1,000 times that to create something out of nothing, you really need to match the clear intention with an elevated emotion. So the feeling of joy, the feeling of peace, the feeling of excitement, whatever that is, they need to match your actual emotional state.
Major announcement from Almost 30. We are hosting Space Camp on January 28th. This is our favorite event of the year. Camp Almost 30 has gotten a little bit of a rebrand because we were feeling like, I think we're ready to really go there. with our community. So we are welcoming guests who we feel have really taken us to a whole other planet in our interviews and in our conversations with them. So guests like Bree Melanson, she is going to be doing a workshop on psychic development, find and tap into your gifts. She is a teacher and channel and one who has really been such a support and teacher for Krista and I throughout the years. We are welcoming Jordan Younger. So she is going to help us find our galactic origins. She is the podcast host of the Balanced Blonde podcast. She's an author. She's a spiritual teacher. We're also welcoming Lee Harris, who recently was on the podcast in a two-part episode, and he is going to channel the Z's live for us. How special. He does not do this often, so we feel very, very, very lucky. And we will also be welcoming Sandra Walter. So she is going to be teaching on Ascension 101, the Crystalline Grid, and Higher Realm Support. She is so special. She's a light worker and teacher and has been on the podcast. And Krista and I are going to be sharing a very, very, very special experience, heavenly coded Reiki infused sound bath. And I'm excited for you all to join us. So this is happening on January 28th from 10 to 2 p.m. PST. Make sure you sign up. Space is limited, but it's absolutely free. Absolutely free. We're excited to welcome you. And this is the kickoff to membership opening. So membership is going to be open indefinitely now. So you can join membership for 6 months at a time and really, really focus and support your growth. It is our favorite place to just come and be ourselves and really get super intimate with you all, more intimate than on the podcast. So I'm excited for you all to join the membership, but head to almost30.com/space-camp. That's almost30.com/space-camp. Space-camp. Say that 30 times. almost30.com/space-camp to sign up for camp. Absolutely free. We will see you on January 28th.
So in the situation where I'm in the being cool, calm and collected, being the spiritual leader I am, just sort of having a moment because I overate, sometimes we have to go back to move forward. The emotion that I'm feeling is not matching the clear intention. So my clear intention of this will be digested perfectly, my body is not saying that. My body is actually in a state of fear and anxiety during that time. So in our, you know, goal-oriented, self-improvement obsessed society, it can be really, really easy to turn all of this work, all of the self-development things, all of the spiritual things into a project to change ourselves. And the intention behind it is to change ourselves more than it is to love ourselves more. We need to remember that spiritual work, personal growth work, self-development work is not about changing who you are. It's about discovering how whole you already are. It's about recognizing your wholeness. It's about finding more ways to love you. I always say that the soul is the part of us that is the most loving. It is the most loving aspect of ourselves. It is the most true aspect of ourselves. And so if we're stuck in this mindset of self-development, of achievement, of changing who we are, of this unconscious desire to change ourselves because we actually don't really love ourselves, we can miss the point of a lot of the spiritual teachings. So if we're not paying attention, the eagerness that we all have, and I know we're so eager and hungry as a culture, discovering more of the spiritual space, discovering more of the holistic health space, discovering more of the wellness space, we may miss where the initial drive to do these things comes from, which is the belief that we need fixing in the first place. So I really love internal family systems. Richard Schwartz, Dick Schwartz is on the podcast coming up soon. I use internal family systems in a lot of my therapy work and a lot of my life work. And what I really love about internal family systems is that we find more ways to love ourselves. We find more ways to see ourselves as whole. We find more ways to see a holistic view of who we are instead of the one dimensional view of who we are. Because when I'm looking out into the world, into not just our community, but to the other communities that exist online that I'm sort of tapped into, I see so many of you going after all of this work with this fervor and this desire and this, like, it's almost like this emptiness, buying the course, buying the program, joining the membership, buying the book, going with the coach, going to the healer, doing all these things. And it's almost like the hungry ghost. You know, in the Taoist philosophy, there's the concept of the hungry ghost. And this is a part of us that is never really satisfied. This is a part of us that needs healing. And once we heal the hungry ghost, it's not running the show. And so for me, as an example, if I was to use my journey in this space, for a long time, I never felt like I was good enough. I never felt like I was worthy of my dreams. I never felt like I was worthy of almost 30. I never felt like I was worthy of success, all of these things. And so my drive to do what I did or to do what I've done was driven by the need to prove myself, to be seen, to be validated, to prove that I was worthy, to prove that I could do these things. And it actually wasn't the natural self-discovery that I had of like, this interests me. This is interesting. I actually have a soul alignment to this topic, to this issue, to this thing. It feels really good. And I want more of that. An example of this is through the process of building and growing Almost 30. You know, I was trying to be a blogger. I was trying to do all these things. I was in the corporate world for a really long time as well. And when I found Lindsay and we found the podcast, we started to just record. We started to just have these really deep, meaningful conversations that felt so beautiful. It felt soul nourishing. It felt dynamic. It felt like a part of me was just being activated and I wanted to do more. I wasn't concerned with the outcome. I wasn't concerned with being someone else. I wasn't concerned with it making money. I wasn't concerned with anything else but just being in the space with Lindsay and creating what we were creating. And so Almost 30 is that proof for me that when I'm really, really aligned by enjoying the process, enjoying what it's giving me, and not wanting to change myself when I'm doing it, that really beautiful things happen. And the more that we're trying to control and the more that we're doing things like manifestation work out of the desire to get somewhere or get something that we believe is going to make us happier, that we believe is going to make us healthier, that we believe is going to make us more whole, we're so much farther from the actual truth of what it is than when we even started. And this is why in the spiritual work too, it's almost like a circle. You know, you start at the beginning where you're just new, you're having your awakening, you go through the process, you reach the top where the spiritual ego really, really loves to hang out, loves to like separate us from other people, loves to place judgment on others, loves to feel holier than thou, loves to just consume, 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 never feels like it's enough, never feels like it's satisfied, never feels like it's there. And then when we come back around to the very end, we become farmers on a farm and we just chill the frick out, enjoy our lives, hang out in the grass and do whatever we want. I don't know if that's what actually happens, but it kind of seems like that's the journey from my perspective, is that you come back to realize that it should involve play, it should involve lightness, and it should involve fun. And when I'm thinking about the conversation about food and, you know, when I was eating my beautiful breakfast in the morning and when I'm out eating that dinner, stressed out, I also have to remember that it's all energy with our intention. So the digestive system in our body is really not just digesting food. It's really digesting all aspects of our life. So all the things that I'm going through, both in my personal life and in work, are also being digested by the body. Your body isn't just here to metabolize and process food that goes in your mouth and out your butt. It's metabolizing all this information that exists that we're feeding it. And what I often also see is that in our world of social media, I don't know if you've ever heard of it, we are ingesting so much information because of this hungry ghost, because of this aspect of ourselves that makes us feel like we are not whole, that makes us feel like we need fixing, that makes us feel that we are broken. I have now realized that there is consumerism and capitalism just creeping on its way into our self-development and wellness-addicted culture, where we get this dopamine hit, this thrill, this excitement of buying the course, buying the program, buying the supplement, getting the healing session, getting the coach, saving that graphic, finding out if he's a narcissist, finding out if you're codependent, over-therapizing all of these different things can be bringing us further from the actual point of doing them all, which is to love ourselves, to live our lives, to be whole. And so when we're buying the supplement, you know, the trillion-dollar supplement industry, is the desire to buy the supplement because we think we will feel better, look better, or be better during it. I think in our culture and society, we're so addicted to the promise of being better or being different or being more successful or more abundant or more clear or more aligned or more all of these things that we're so scared of the idea of actually just being who we are and where we're at in our life. What if instead of spending the morning visualizing your dream life and, you know, thinking about your dream partner and your dream job and all of these things, that you actually sat in your body and had a moment with where you are? If you're like me, you can be a future tripper. I spend most of my time in the future. I don't even know what the past is. Who is she? No idea. People ask me questions about my past and growing up. No idea what they're... I'm like, I honestly have to like collapse timelines and like come back into the reality. But the future can be really fun, especially if we're co-creating with the universe something really beautiful. But how often are we just where we are? How often are we uncomfortable with accepting what is? And the most sacred thing is what is. The most spiritual thing is what is. And whatever that is for you, even if it's really painful, even if it's really beautiful, even if it's really ecstatic, even if it's really egregious.
I have been wearing my cable cocoon cardigan from Jenny Kane for a week straight. It's just something you can put over anything. So I got this cardigan in the color sand, and I swear to you, you can dress it up, dress it down. It is so comfortable, cozy, and just delicious. I'll have it forever. It's super lofty and has this relaxed silhouette I'm obsessed with. I got many a compliment. Even my husband was like, I really like your cable knit sweater. I laughed because he said cable knit. I was like, you know what that is? He's like, do they make it for men? I was like, let me check. But if you don't know Jenny Kane, oh my gosh, you're going to be obsessed. This is where you're going to get all of your essentials, all of your staples in your wardrobe. The weather right now in most parts of the world is wintry, wintry. And this is like where you're going to go for that classic, comfortable, and like really like California inspired, amazing cashmere sweaters, comfortable slippers. They have beautiful skirts and pants. It's just the best when it comes to investing in a uniform that'll last. Like, I'm all about it. So I am going to Jenny Kane. Our listeners are going to get 15% off their entire order when they go to jennykane.com and use the code ALMOST30, 15% off. So I told you about the cable knit sweater. I wanted to just give you a little shout on my second favorite Jenny Kane sweater, is the classic turtleneck. So I just love a turtleneck. When I was younger, I think I like refused to wear turtlenecks. Now I am all about it. And I actually got it in the bone color, and I got it a size up. It fits so well. This goes great with jeans, with leggings. It is so beautiful. The ribbed edge detailing is so cute. And it's like this high neck. I can wear it really high or I can fold it down. So I really, really love it. So 15% off, babies. Find your forever pieces at jennykane.com, JenniKayne.com. And our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use code ALMOST30 at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at jennykane.com/almost30, JenniKayne.com/almost30. This is new year, new you, new clothes with Jenny Kane.
If we're looking at this from an internal family systems lens, then we are thinking about the aspects of ourselves. So internal family systems, there is the higher self, the capital S self that exists. This is the most loving aspect of ourselves, the pure, perfect aspect of us. And then there are other aspects of ourselves that have been created through trauma or created through multiple experiences over time. One of those could be something that's called a manager. And so the manager is the one that is like very in control, wants to keep things in line, wants to keep us in line, wants to keep things going. It's very Virgo energy. So when I think about this experience that we're all having, it's a lot of times our managers making the call, because the manager is like, okay, I remember one time when my mother completely abandoned me for not doing well on that test. I got in trouble. She, you know, was avoidant. I was dismissed, all of those things. So what we're going to do is we're going to make sure that we succeed in everything that we do. And I'm going to make sure we do this by signing up for every program, by taking every single course, by making sure I'm seen online, by making sure I'm seen at work, all of these things. So the manager in that case is created by trauma, created by something that was traumatic, and then in turn is acting in our lives unconsciously with the intention of changing who we are. Because personal development now is a space that really feels like it's never ending. It feels like there's a new tool, there's a new resource, there's a new course, there's a new program, there's a new coach. There's always more to fix. There's always more to heal. There's always more to therapize. There's always more to prove. And there's always more to have. When we get deep, deep, deep into the spiritual work, we know that this is not the way. We know in our hearts and we know in the very bottom of our souls that this is not the way. That finding more ways to love who we are, where we are at, is the actual way. So when we think about our intention and how to set a more aligned intention and how to set an intention because we love ourselves and we want more of who we are. We want to reveal more of our authenticity. We want to see more of us and our unique, beautiful, divine blueprint in this world. We want to give ourselves a chance. And that's what I think a lot of times is really giving ourselves the chance. If you know me, you know I do a lot of work with empaths. I'm an empath that had to reclaim the power in that word because it felt like so victim-y for so long. And being someone that's so empathetic, it was so important to me to take my power back, to be someone that could be in my own energy and frequency instead of being victim to the other energies around me and being codependent and being someone that would just be so in service to others that I would totally lose myself. And so my intention of taking my power back as an empath was out of this deep desire to love myself more and like, hey girl, you deserve to exist on this earth as a human in this body and experience life in your unique essence. So before all of my empath ways, when I was so unconscious as an empath, my desire to change that part of me, to change the sensitive part of me, to change the emotional part of me, to change, you know, the one that was like, would cry if other people are crying or was such a deep feeler, was because it was exhausting and because I hated it. And it just felt like I was like, okay, how's everyone doing? Tell me how I should do. And I just wanted to run from the experience of being someone that was so sensitive and that had the gifts that I had. And so I wasn't actually able to take my power back as someone that's sensitive until I really realized that I wanted to do so because I wanted to give myself a chance. I wanted to allow myself to be the best version of me. And I wanted to give myself an opportunity to actually live my own life outside of what everyone else was doing, outside of what everyone wanted me to do, outside of how everyone else felt, outside of being victim to the energies around me. I wanted to really experience my own essence and my own being. I got to do that when I was in the darkness. So I did a darkness retreat for 3 nights, 4 days, flex. This is a flex. Turn it up. This is a flex. And it was crazy. I did 2 episodes on it, but that gave me the experience of feeling my own essence and feeling the loving self that exists outside of all the other energies and experiences behind me. And without that clear intention to know myself because I love myself and I want more, I would have never been able to step into this beautiful energy that I feel like I have in this moment. I would have never been able to step into my power as someone that's a deep feeler, someone that's highly sensitive, and someone that wants more from life, someone that wants to live a beautiful, epic life that feels full of all the things that matter to me. We can each have full lives. There's enough for all of us. Once you're clear on what you want for you and you have that elevated emotion behind it. So we all know that the energy of intention will create an equal effect. So if you want to create more abundance in your life, say abundance is something you want more of, but often you think about what you don't have and what's lacking and what you want to change. If you compare yourself to others, or you know, you have this overall sense of lack in your life and you're like, I feel so broke. I want tons of money. I feel so lonely. I want tons of friends. I feel so undervalued at work. I want tons of praise. You will attract more of that same energy as much as you say it with your conscious mind. And this is a lot of the work that, you know, Lacey and To Be Magnetic does within their manifestation work, which is really beautiful. But we have to have the energetics of how you feel from an emotional perspective and the truth of what's going on in your subconscious match what your conscious mind is saying.
Okay, I have a BTS story from my wedding. I want to talk about shapewear, baby. I wanted to just make sure what I got going on under my dress was like as smooth and sleek as possible, because my dress was very hugging and just like tight to the body, which I loved. And so I was super jazzed to find Honey Love. So Honey Love is an incredible, incredible brand. They have revolutionized compression technology, so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. That was my fear at my wedding, that I was just going to be like, I can't take this off. I can't breathe. But I immediately felt and saw the difference. I absolutely love this brand. So I got the Superpower Short. This is a go-to for sure. Dresses, skirts, pants. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. And it's designed to work with your body, not against it, which I really, really love. What's also very cool is this piece is also a booty lifter. So my butt looked great. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. I also wanted to call out their incredible crossover bra. So I didn't wear this at my wedding, but I do wear it quite often, especially for shirts that are like V-neck and a little form-fitting. It's so comfortable. It's sure to be your new go-to. And this bra gives all the support of traditional bras without using any underwires. Plus, mesh details add a touch of sexy, which I really, really love. You'll enjoy wearing this. You definitely won't want to take it off. And it just like really smooths out like the back and really supports your girls. So I love it so, so much. So treat yourself to the best shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com with the code ALMOST30. That's honey, H-O-N-E-Y, love.com. Use the code ALMOST30 for 20% off. That is the code. Do not forget it. Honeylove.com. Use the code ALMOST30 for 20% off. Get cinched, snatched, and lifted. You're going to look beautiful. Thank you so much, Honeylove. Did you know that the drugs we take to manage period cramps were invented in the 1950s and exclusively tested on men? What? It's literally outrageous that there hasn't been more innovation when it comes to periods. Dilun is changing that with dietitian-formulated solutions that relieve our symptoms while actually supporting cycle health. Because our cycles affect every aspect of our wellness, period pain, mood, sleep, skin, metabolism, energy, and more. I don't know about you, but you know, some months I'm like, oh my gosh, like everything has to stop, but it really can't because I'm experiencing, you know, really bad cramps or headaches, fatigue, bloating, you name it. I've really tried a lot of things. And while I think I've gotten most of my symptoms under control, it doesn't mean they still don't happen and kind of disrupt my flow. So I was really excited to find Dilun and recommend it to a lot of my friends, and they have been absolutely loving it. I was talking to a friend the other day that experienced like really, really bad periods, cramps, and just all these symptoms. And she was so happy to try Dilun. She's noticed that her symptoms have subsided. They don't last as long. They're not as intense. And she can really just be in her life which is really nice. So Delune Nutritional Solutions are dietitian formulated to work with your cycle health, not against it. It'll help you all month long while also relieving your cramps and PMS during your period. Delune creates effective drug-free supplements for period cramps, PMS, and optimal cycle health. So you can get the relief you need naturally, which I'm all about, and start feeling like your best self. So if you want high potency, fast-acting supplements for your period cramps, PMS, and really getting your cycle health in its prime top condition, like 92% of their customers report that relief, try Delune. Leave bad periods behind and start the new year off with 23% off. Go to cyclehealth.com/almost30 and use the code almost30 to get 23% off plus free shipping. If Delune isn't the right match for you, your money back is guaranteed. That's cyclehealth.com/almost30 and use the code almost30 to get 23% off plus free shipping.
So you can write, you know, I'm abundant. I have everything I want. For me, I could say the food is being digested by my body perfectly while clenching my fists and like freaking out, and nothing will happen. I will create more discord in my body. I will create more disharmony in my body. I will create more stress, and I will create frustration because my conscious mind is like, hey girl, we are trying our best. We've written this down 400 times. We've burnt all of the Palo Santo. What else is there to do? And I'm like, I got to get right on the inside. I got to align how I feel emotionally to that actual intention. I think it's really important that, as a tip, that we tune into our emotional guidance system. So our emotions are so powerful and so important. And when we're shutting down our emotions and our, you know, the messages that those have for us, you will feel calm, happy, focused, and you will feel those pleasant emotions. So for me, when I finally discovered that I wanted to take my power back as an empath and feel my own essence, whew, that felt good. It felt like a click for me of that feels true. That feels like something I truly desire. And that feels like something very aligned for me, not like the other way where I was saying, I don't want to be around toxic people that are making me feel terrible. And I don't, you know, I don't want to be just crying every time people cry around me. That is an energy not of peace, not of harmony, and doesn't feel good in my body. You know, I feel tense. I feel anxious. I feel like the victim. So because our bodies are this beautiful biofeedback system, it's so magical that if we're in alignment with our intention, you will feel it. You will feel the truth of it. And it might be a good little homework after this, after your walk, after your drive, after your meal, after, you know, your day at work, whatever you're doing with me, that you write down the times where you felt in alignment with your intention. So when in your life have you felt in alignment with your intention? How did it feel in your body and what happened? And it might be good to use this as a practice in 2023 or moving forward to always kind of have a little notebook of things like that, that you can come back to. I think it's really special to have a record of synchronicities, of all the times when you've been lucky, all the times when really beautiful, magical things have happened to you and things like this. And I like to always come back to them and just see all the magic that is available to me in my life, to see all the beautiful things that I've been gifted. Because oftentimes something magical will happen or a miracle will happen. As A Course in Miracles says, miracles are natural. Miracles are a correction. We will experience a miracle, but then we're so scared that it's never going to happen again or it's going to go away that we kind of like bury it or hide it away. So how can we really be with the energetics of those magical things and write them down in our notebook? So when we tune in and listen to our body's natural guidance system, this natural biofeedback system that it has, our emotions, these things that we feel that are okay, we can really better discern whether we are living with our highest self, whether we are living in harmony, or whether we are in resistance to it. In my journey, when I was working at my first corporate job, I was living in the city. I was living in Chicago, and I was just, oh, honey, I was not happy. 13th floor, had a dedicated room called the cry room, lots of stuff going on at work, but it wasn't a fit for me. And I was so anxious. I was so incredibly anxious. I was so incredibly just tormented by my thoughts. I was so depressed during that time that my emotions were speaking to me. My body was speaking to me. My body was trying to tell me something. I was not living in harmony with my intention for my life. I wanted to make a difference. And I know we all say that and we have our own unique expression of that, but that's what I wanted. I wanted to feel like I mattered. I wanted to feel like I was here for a reason. And in my life, as I've gotten more aligned, as I've gotten more attuned to my beautiful biofeedback system and the emotions that I have, I've had so much better manifestations, experiences, magic, and synchronous in my life. So use your emotions as this beautiful biofeedback system. What is it telling you? Even when we think about when we're around friends or relationships or people that we know, maybe it's a friend that you want to break up with, what is your body telling you? If you have the intention in your life to be surrounded by nourishing, reciprocal, loving friendships, and then you go spend time with a friend and your body, you feel clenched up, you feel tight, maybe you're disassociating, your body's telling you that you're out of congruence with your intention. So continue to use that body as your biofeedback system for your intention. So as soon as we feel off track in life, you know, we can return to our well-being and to our clarity and to our alignment by reminding ourselves the picture of the life that we want. So this is where it is good to have that picture of the life that you want. So we can really tap in and tune in to that image and feel from that image as if we're already feeling it. This is very Joe Dispenza work. Again, this can help us create a shift that can return us into the state of receiving. So when we're stepping into this future self image or this future experience or, you know, our life movie that we seek to have, we want to make sure that, again, we're experiencing it because we feel aligned to it, because it feels natural to us, because it feels expansive, because it feels good, not because we are scared of the life we are currently in or we want to run from it. We want to step closer to wholeness and to love and further from fear. So my request of you, my darlings, my loves, my friends, my community, is for all of us to check in with our intention more often. Why am I eating this thing? Why am I saying yes to this? Why am I going to this place? Why am I watching this show? Why am I scrolling this TikTok? Why am I on Instagram? Why am I doing the things that we're doing? And see all the ways in which we are doing them, maybe unconsciously, maybe we're numbing, maybe it's because we want to compare, maybe it's because we want to change ourselves, maybe it's because we love ourselves and we're just looking for a little bit of inspo. There can be a lot of different intentions that we have, or there can be a lot of different unconscious ways in which we are engaging with the energy of life. And my goal is to have us be engaging with life and living the life that we want because we love ourselves and because we deserve it and because we are whole already. And doing all of the work, the personal growth, the self-development, the courses, the programs, the coaches, the healers, because it adds to what is already perfect. In A Course in Miracles, it talks a lot about creation and creating. And it says that creation and creativity adds to what is already perfect. And I would love for us to come to all of these tools and resources with the lens of, I am adding to what is already perfect. Okay? I'm proud of you. You got this. I love you. I'll see you on the next one.